Welcome back to JD High School. This is Lyle Huff along with Doug Olrud. Second half action here between the Haynes Glacier Bears and the Metlakatla Chiefs. Haynes Glacier Bears currently struggling right now, a tough time scoring, and they had some advantages early on, but they're just giving a tough time getting into their offense. They trail 22-4 right now here, and shooting percentages, well, only 7% from the field. You're just not going to win any ball games at 7%.
And the Glacier Bears kind of look like they feel like moving the ball offensively, just passing around the three-point line and then taking a shot. And they need to attack that zone a little bit more, I think, with some dribble penetration and try and get it to, when they got it to the high post, they usually got a pretty good look out of it. Try and get into that high post a little bit more and make Metlakatla work for those defensive stops.
Well, Met was getting a few fouls, too, and getting themselves into foul trouble. And then when you only come down, make two passes and shoot it, you never really get a chance to do any more fouls or draw any more fouls.
So Metlakatla will have the ball to start the second half. You got Tristan Winter, Hudson, Yelanimi, Gormley, and Alexander for the Glacier Bears, Saddle Franks, Sundberg, Light, Swinton, and Morgan. Tristan Winter on the inbounds gets it way in the backcourt to Hudson. He's guarded by James Morgan. Morgan putting the pressure on him. Now he hands it off to Tristan Winter. Got Swinton guarding Winter. Come left side to Gormley way behind the three-point line. Hands it back off to Winter. Winter trying to get past Swinton. Gets the spin move. Swinton's there to defensively, so he passes out to Yelanimi. Yelanimi trying to get past Sundberg. He does. Misses the shot. Got a foul on Keegan Sundberg. And Drew Yelanimi will be going to the line shooting two. So that's Keegan's first personal foul. First team foul here in the second half. Yelanimi held scoreless in the first half play. The big scorer, Tristan Winter, was 16. He was huge. But Yelanimi doesn't waste any time. He gets his first free throw. Now second, and it's a 20-point lead for Metlakatla. Kai Saddle-Franks quickly up into the front court, goes to the baseline to Light. Light up with the shot, and we're going to get a foul on the shot against Metlakatla. And Devin Light will be going to the line shooting two. Let's see which one they're going to call it on. Officials look 30, so that'll be, there's no 30 out there. So it's got to be Yelanimi, I'm guessing. He's the only one with a...
No, they're trying to sort it out here. The two officials are talking about it. They didn't really give him a chance.
Sunburned. Yeah. They got the first one up before he even reported the foul to the bench. So it'll be number one, Gormley. So Xavier Gormley with his second personal. Now Light will be at the line for his second. That one's way hard back rim. Alexander down with the rebound, looking for an outlet. Gets it to Tristan Winter. Winter picked up in the backcourt by Swinton. Hands it off to Hudson. Hudson trying to shake Morgan. Comes left side to Winter. Winter drives left baseline. Cut off by Saddle Franks Knight. Health defense has knocked out of his hands by Swinton and out of bounds. So Metlakatla will be inbounding on the baseline. Left-hand side of the key. Yelanimi on the inbounds. They screen up. Looking for a rolling Alexander on the right-hand side. Oh, rolls in and out, gets his own rebound. Ball on the floor, goes back up with his second, and he's going to be fouled by the Glacier Bears. So Alexander, boy, missed a wide-open layup there. Now calling foul on 41, James Morgan, his first. Second team foul on the Glacier Bears. Glacier Bears need to start showing some life on the offensive end here, hopefully to replicate that comeback that the girls had earlier. It's awful tough when you put yourself down 20. Now make it 21 as Alexander hits his first. He's got three on the game. Second one is off, rebound to Light. Light pressing the ball up into the front court. He's going to try and drive down the right-hand side. Up with the left hand. That one rims in and out. Alexander down with the rebound, tied up by Light. And alternating possession will go to the Glacier Bears. Coach Fossum's down here talking to the official. I think he wanted a foul on that drive by Light. Glacier Bears running their inbounds play. Get it into Kai Saddle-Franks. He drives inside. He gets hammered, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Saddle-Franks. So that'll be Saddle-Franks' second personal foul. And Metlakatla has the basketball. Trying to come up across the 10-second line. Winter will finally bring it across there. Now goes right-hand side to Hudson. Hudson's going to drive in on the right-hand side. Just charges right over the top of Devin Light, and he's going to pick up the foul. Not a smart move by Ryan Hudson there, but nice job by Light. He saw that one coming from a long ways away. It's out of Franks, right-hand side to Swinton. 2-3 zone here by the Chiefs. Now they go up top to Sada Franks to Light. Light's going to drive inside, up with the left hand, rolls that one in. Devin Light's got two, finally a score for the Glacier Bears, but they're still down by 19, got some work ahead of them. Tristan Winter gets Swinton on his hip, then he'll back it out over to Yelenimi. Yelenimi to Hudson. Hudson trying to get past Morgan. Looks like Morgan's a little hobbled out there. I don't know if he turned an ankle, but he's limping out there. Alexander tries to get past Kai Sada Franks. Can't do it, so kicks it out to Yelenimi, to Hudson. Hudson, and we got a timeout by Metlakatla. This will be a 30-second timeout. We'll get a chance. Looks like Isaac Wing's probably going to come in for Morgan. Let him have a break. But 6:03 left here in the third quarter, 25 for Metlakatla, 6 for the Glacier Bears.
Well, Glacier Bears finally get on the board with that bucket by Light. Kind of indicate maybe that's what they're going to do, is try to attack the rim a little bit more with Light. Well, Saddle Franks can go hard to the hoop, too, and then and Justin can always go hard to the hoop. We all know that, but he hasn't had many opportunities. They're kind of shutting him down, really. He hasn't had many shots.
Well, he's been playing really passive. He's had lanes and stuff, and he just hasn't taken them. So they're going to need to get a lot more aggressive. You know, free throws, Metlakatla 8-for-9 from the free throw line, 2-for-8 for the Glacier Bears. That won't make up all the difference, but shooting 25% from the free throw line makes it tough. Hudson on the dribble, goes right side to Yelenimi. Back to a cutting Hudson. He goes up and scores it, and we got a foul on Light. Light was way late coming over on the help defense there. I don't know who Hudson got up top, but they left him wide open, cutting down the lane.
Well, I can tell you what happened on it. Wing was guarding him, and Wing likes to break to the hoop. So as soon as he went by, Wing took off.
Well, they do that, but it's supposed to be on a shot where they want Wing going, breaking loose and going the other way. Hudson makes the three-point play with the free throw. I think Wing needs to wait until he gets that shot up instead of just on a pass. So Wing's got the ball on the left side. He's going to cast one up from three, and good. Isaac Wing with three. They're going to need more of those. 19-point lead now, 28-9. Swinton full-court pressure on Winter, so he hands it off to Hudson. Now Hudson's picked up by Wing across the 10-second line. Now ran that same thing again. Wing's going to pick up the foul on this one. Isaac's got to pay attention when he's passing the ball. Isaac's giving up defensively. Hudson's recognizing that and just blowing right past him. Isaac's got to keep playing defense even after his guy passes the ball. So that's a mess up right there. They're going to call that foul on Devin Light, but he wasn't anywhere close to that one. The only two people that were there were Swinton and Wing. That foul should have been on Wing. So we got Keanu Lynch coming in for Light right now. Wing coming over, Coach Bossman probably telling him you need to pay attention. There's rebound by Swinton off the missed free throw. He's going to come up in the front court, drive all the way in on the right side, up and good for two. There's the aggressive action we're going to need from Swinton. So it's down to a 17-point lead. Tristan Winter gets it up into the front court, got Swinton hawking him. Back up top to Yelenimi. He's got Lynch on him. Stolen away by Swinton. No, but Yelenimi gets it back. Back out to Winter. Winter travels with it. They don't call it. And driving in on the left side. Up and good for two. Tristan Winter with 18 now. Back to a 19-point lead. Kai Sada Franks, left-hand side to Wing. Down on the baseline to Lynch from 18. Up and good for two. Keanu Lynch, his first two of the game. Glacier Bears need some stops now that they've found some offense. Yelenimi just inside the 10-second line. Now he's on the dribble. Comes back up top, trying to get it to Hudson. Hudson had to come way over to get it. Trying to get past Wing to get it to Winter. Briefly loses handle on it. Now he picks it up, working against Swinton. Now Yelenimi from 15 rolls in and out. Gormley down with the rebound, and we're going to get a foul on the Glacier Bears on the follow. See which one it is. Could be Sundberg. Yeah, it will be Keegan Sundberg's second personal. I'll send Xavier Gormley to the line for the first time. He's got 4 points on the game. 4:26 left here in the third quarter. 17-point lead, for Metlakatla. This one's off the back rim and good. Next foul on the Glacier Bears put Metlakatla in the bonus. So first half, Metlakatla's picking up the fouls here. In the second half, it's all Glacier Bears with the foul. Jordan Badger into the game for Wing. Now Gormley at the line for his second, taking his time. This one's up and good. So Gormley's got six now. He's back to a 19-point lead, and then they bring in Carson Winter in for Gormley to give him a break. Jordan Badger's out there, but it looks like he was trying to play defense, and Kai Sada-Franks tries to drive down the left-hand side. He's going to be stripped, but that's going to be Carson Winter's fourth personal as he gets his hand on the arm, and Michael Mackey will be off the bench for Carson Winter. So Winter got about 5 seconds worth of playing time, and he's going to come back to the bench. Sundberg on the inbounds, gets it to Sada-Franks. Sada-Franks circles right-hand side to Badger. Badger back to Sada-Franks. And Kai's going to travel with the basketball before he's able to do anything. Boy, team-wide, Glacier Bear just making a lot of mental mistakes and really not a lot of enthusiasm and energy out on the court here. You'd think for tournament they'd be ready to play for this. Oh, ball stolen away by Badger. Gets it to cutting Franks. Franks up, misses the shot, but he's fouled on the play. Pushed by one of the Chiefs. Let's see which one it is. 13. That'll be Ryan Hudson's third personal foul. So you've got Carson Winter with four and Ryan Hudson with three foul trouble for the Chiefs. Devin Light with three for the Glacier Bears, only one in foul trouble. Got Kai Sada-Franks. He's been held scoreless so far. Makes the first of his two free throws for his first point of the game. Now we got Chevy Turner coming into the game. First time we've seen him in the game. He'll be coming in for Sundberg. Glacier Bears down 18, 32-14. 4:08 left here in the third quarter. Second one rolls around, drops in for Kai Sada-Franks. Full court pressure again by the Glacier Bears. Tristan Winter gets it up across the 10-second line, guarded by Swinton. Comes back up top to Hudson. Hudson has Badger on him. Now left side to Winter. Inside to Hudson against the shorter Badger. Up with the shot. Sada-Franks down with the long rebound. They throw it up ahead to Swinton. Swinton going to try and drive inside. He's tripped and late call on the official, but they got it. And that foul will be on number 10, Michael Mackey, with a blocking foul. And that will be the Glacier Bears, the ball down on the baseline. Looks like Turner will be inbounding the ball for the Glacier Bears. Glacier Bears with a chance, trying to cut into this lead. Kai Sada-Franks on the dribble, goes left side to Swinton. Swinton behind the three-point line, has Turner at the high post. Now he's setting the screen for Swinton. Swinton's going to drive in on the right-hand side. And forces that shot up. Probably wasn't the wisest decision on Swinton's part going against both Hudson and Alexander. Now we got some trash talking on there. I think of Chris Turner, he's in there talking, and Sada-Franks. But that'll be number 24, Tristan Winter, his first personal, or third personal, excuse me. And that'll send Swinton back to the line. See if he can add on his 4 points. But Swinton really kind of forced that shot up. The refs bailed him out on that. He went right through the middle of that double team with his jump for the shot, but probably not the best decision. That one's off the front rim. Got a second one coming. We got Light coming back into the game. He coming in for Keanu Lynch. Swinton's got the ball now for his second. This one's good. He's 3 for 4 from the free throw line. That's 5 points for him. Now Alexander on the dribble. Got Light on him. Excuse me, that was Yelenimi. Now back up top to Winter. Winter gets past Swinton and cut off to Yelenimi. To Hudson. Hudson, right-hand side to Mackey. To Alexander, almost stolen away by the Glacier Bears. And it was down on the floor, and we're going to have a kicking violation on Tristan Winter, so Glacier Bears will get the basketball. Now we got Isaac Wing into the game for Badger. Kai Sada-Franks, Glacier Bears down 16. 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. They need some points, and they need them in a hurry. Swinton's going to try and drive inside. Winter was there to stop him. Now get into Kai Sada-Franks, and what are we going to get on the foul? We got the two officials talking to each other. And they're going to say that was on Caicedo Franks as an offensive charge. Probably a good call. Alexander was there.
Well, the officials did the right thing. They talked to each other first and made the decision.
Yep. So they both agreed on that one. And Kai, a little over penetration there, probably should have stopped and shot that one a little bit earlier. But anyhow, the Metlakatla will have the ball. Winter gets it into Yelenimi. He's got wing guarding him. Back to Winter. Picked up by Swinton. Get past Swinton. Then he'll pull it up at the three-point line. Yelenimi on the right side now. Has wing guarding him. Yelenimi passes in. Swinton tried to go for the steal. Yelenimi keeps control of it, and he's going to be fouled by the Glacier Bears. It'll either be wing or Turner. I think they got Turner with a push on that spin move, so that'll be Chris Turner's first personal foul. And that's 18 fouls on the Glacier Bears. So Yelenimi will be at the line shooting the 1-1, and they'll be in the bonus here the rest of the game. And Yelenimi's only 2 points to come from the free throw line. Trying to add to the 16-point lead for Metlakatla. Can't do it. Rebound down to Swinton. Swinton quickly up into the front court, and he's going to be... Hudson tried to swipe in there and steal the ball, but Hudson's going to pick up the foul. That'll be four on Hudson. And that's 17 fouls on Metlakatla, so that'll send the Glacier Bears to the line shooting free throws now also. So Swinton at the line shooting a 1-1. Gormley in for Hudson. Gormley's had some nice rest there. He's got two personal fouls. And now Sundberg coming into the game for Turner for the Glacier Bears. Swinton at the line. First shot, is up and good. He earns himself a second. He's got six, four of those coming from the free throw line. Had a tough time scoring from the field today. He's only taken a couple field goal attempts. This one's good. He's 5 for 6 from the line. Cuts the lead to 14. Winter throws it over to Yelenimi. Off Yelenimi and out of bounds. That full court pressure finally creates a turnover for the Glacier Bears. Now let's see if they can get a bucket out of this. Down 14 with 2.5 left in the third quarter. Caicedo Franks left side to Wing. Wing looking inside to Swinton. Doesn't give it to him. Now to Caicedo Franks. Franks has the ball stripped from him, and they got a foul. Looks like this will probably be on Yelenimi. White three, so that's Yelenimi's first personal. Now it'll send Sato Franks to the line, shooting to 1-1. Another opportunity to cut into this lead with the clock stopped. First one is up and good. That's 3 points for Kai. And that one's way long, and Tristan Winter down with the rebound for the Chiefs. He tries to throw it across court, saved inside to Yelenimi. Back to Winter. Winter, guarded by Swinton, goes to Yelenimi. He's got wing on him. Yelenimi gets past him into the lane, up with a left hand, off the backboard, and good for two. Drew Yelenimi has four. It's a 15-point lead for Metlakatla, just under 2 minutes in the third quarter. Caicedo Franks quickly back for the Glacier Bears, goes left side to Swinton. Swinton. Eyes a three-point shot, but Yelenimi was right there. So Swinton's going to drive in, comes up on the left hand, leaves that one high off the backboard. Rebound by Alexander to Winter. Now to Yelenimi. Yelenimi gets past wing again, kicked it out to Gormley. Gormley for three. That one's way long. Weak side rebound off of two Chiefs and out of bounds to the Glacier Bears. They had both Mackey and Alexander there. Neither one of them kind of picked it up. Glacier Bears quickly come back to Wing. Wing's going to try and drive the left baseline and has it swatted by Alexander. Rebound comes down, tied up, and the possession arrow will go to Metlakatla. Glacier Bears making some questionable shot selection here. They really haven't had their feet under them. They've just kind of been attacking wildly, and it hasn't really turned out for them the last couple possessions. Yelenimi gets past Wing again. Sundberg comes over and helps. Yelenimi passes it out to Winter. Winter trying to get past Swinton. Hands it off to Yelenimi. Yelenimi dribbles to the top of the key. Goes right side to Mackey. Michael Mackey now circles up to the top. He's got Sundberg on him. They're just kind of doing a weave here. Yelenimi gets past wing again into the lane. And rebound comes down to Yelenimi, and he's going to be fouled by Devin Light, and that basket's going to count. Actually, the foul will be on 2-0. So that'll be Isaac Wing. Isaac's been having a devil of a time keeping Yelenemi in front of him. Checking into the game is Fowler for the Glacier Bears. He'll give Wing, Light a break. And then also number 25, James Henderson, comes in for Tristan Winter for Metlakatla. But if Glacier Bears are going to put that much pressure on the outside, you can't let your guy get past you. And Wing's let Yelenemi get past him several times here. And Yelenemi gets a three-point play with that free throw. He's got seven. Wing's got a lot more quickness than he's been showing. Saddle Franks to Sundberg up top. Back to Saddle Franks. Saddle Franks almost traveled with it. Gets it to Swinton. Swinton comes right-hand side to Wing. Wing with a three-point shot. That one's off. Rebound comes down to Michael Mackey. Mackey to Yelenemi. 18-point deficit still for the Glacier Bears with 30 seconds left in the third quarter of play. Mackey looking for an outlet. Gets it to Yelenemi. Yelenemi guarded tightly by Swinton. Now they go to Mackey. Mackey to Yelenemi. 16 seconds left here in the quarter. Up to Henderson to Yelenemi. Yelenemi gets past Wing again. Drops it off to Gormley. Up and good for two. So that's eight for Gormley. The Glacier Bears down 20. 4 seconds left. Stolen away by Henderson to Mackey at the buzzer. That one's no good. And we're going to end the third quarter of play. 39 for Metlakatla, 19 for the Glacier Bears. So the Glacier Bears came out and scored.